All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that...
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm lovely.
We're good. Tired.
Why? What's
I'm matter? Fine. I am energized.
You feel it. You look both as though you've been kind of drugged behind a truck a little bit.
I was
drugged,
not
the right word. Dragged. Is it dragged?
It's.
Well, I think it's dragged. All right. Dragged behind a truck.
You both not, look as though none you've of that been sounds dragged right. Behind a truck.
We were situated behind there without our will.
Okay,
is that better?
That's very well put.
Thank you.
We had no choice in the matter whatsoever.
There you no go. Control over
not
said
a
truck.
Thing. No.
Indeed.
There's really a lot of terrible jokes I can make right now.
Yeah, let's just leave it alone. Avoid them. Let's just leave it alone.
Yep.
All right.
That's why I stayed away and let you two fumble through that because the inappropriateness of that comment was just
really you stayed away from an inappropriate
on,
comment?
On the anniversary
I don't
of,
believe
that,
you.
Of that tragedy. I just don't think you should have went there.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yep.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
Episode 303.
Yes, it is.
Level 8. Now, is that what we've agreed to
yes.
Call this episode? This week?
We are calling it Level 8. Yep.
Excellent. Level 8. Of course.
Not to be confused with Levitate.
No, totally different. Of course, just a quick update. Booth Z16 and 17 still holding strong
yes.
As of right now.
Yes, yep. That watch for changes.
Right, I know when you're
watch
passed,
for changes.
We've had changes at last minute, but so far, uh-huh. Thus far,
that'll
still
probably
holding.
Happen again.
Yeah.
There is a possibility. That might change.
Right.
But the floor map for New York Comic Con has been released. Uh-huh. We are in Artist Alley, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So definitely stop by the booth, check it out.
Yep.
And I think we could probably move forward.
We
yeah,
have
a
bunch
to
of,
talk about.
We'll have a bunch of giveaway things. We'll have raffles.
Raffles.
We'll have signings. We'll have exclusives.
Yeah.
We'll
a
be there.
A plethora of things.
A myriad.
Recording.
We are recording. Yeah. And I've already started lining up, you know,
oh, I like that.
People for that.
I understand yeah. That you've lined up Banksy.
Well, look, we can't confirm that.
We can't do the voice modulation thing on air easily, so he's probably not going to be able to come through and do that.
Just put a
he will be
screen.
Autographing with Krylon cans.
Yeah, there you go.
So you'll come by and he'll just... You gotta be it.
No idea what you're talking about right now.
It's kind of funny because it's... But it's okay. I'm going with it still.
I know.
I like it.
I appreciate it.
I like it.
No, I want to bring my Banksy. You can bring your Banksy if you want.
We'll bring both Banksys.
They can meet each other.
There you go.
The meeting of the Banksy.
The meeting of the Banksy.
Will the real Banksy please stand up?
Wow. Exit through Artist Alley.
Designer Toy Awards?
Well, I don't think the Designer Toy Awards, although they've announced that they're doing them, I still don't think that they've announced a date. I haven't seen tickets go on sale.
Oh.
I'm assuming that it's going to be Saturday night.
Oh, well, I'm going to contact the people that do that.
I hope that we are able to go to the Kid Robot New York Denny release party.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night.
I do want to do that.
For the new Denny Evolve series. Frank Kozik's going to be there. Scott Tolleson's going to be there. Actually, I think all four artists in the series are going to be there.
All your favorites will be there.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it for New York Comic Con as of this particular moment.
So there aren't any gatherings or parties or
not that
dinners?
Not that I've heard.
I heard somebody put out something about a party.
I think it's more like a gathering.
Oh, it is?
She's done with the parties.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's why I said.
So I think it's more like a gathering, but there's nothing official on that.
Oh, all right.
Of course, we're talking about Kristen from the Geek Girls Network, which is now defunct.
Right.
She used to hold a pretty awesome party each year.
Yeah.
But that is not happening this year as far as I know. There might be some sort of, hey, we're all going to this bar at this time kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And if that's happening and we're around.
We do have Hasbro. I am so excited about that. Last year, they did show us some new product. Most of it Angry Birds related, regrettably, but still.
Hey, I like Angry Birds Star Wars, too.
I like Angry Birds.
Just came out recently.
I haven't played the second one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
They have powers.
And what's Angry Birds Go? Is that a new game or is that just new product?
I've never heard of that.
It's a cry from all of us who collect Star Wars toys. Please, please, Angry Birds, go.
No, you're a silly goose.
Just saying.
I think we should move forward with this episode of the show.
I agree.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
5.
All right. Still doing that, huh?
Funny bit.
Well, we don't have trailers this week, but we have some big TV stuff to talk about.
Let's
save the big one, which is obviously S.H.I.E.L.D. No, see, no trailers.
What is S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, you're right.
Wasn't that a cop show on FX a couple years back?
That was the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you watched a couple of shows other than S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
I did.
As I understand it.
Why don't we knock S.H.I.E.D. out of the way then? Because that's the big news of the week.
Well, I figured we would lead into S.H.I.E.L.D. with the two small ones.
No, I want to go right in. Guns a-blazing.
Okay, fair enough.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Speaking of guns a-blazing.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes.
GTA 5.
Yes.
Came out. Pretty awesome.
Yes.
Are we doing this now?
We're doing this right now. Doing this right now. Throwing
radio war.
No radio war. No radio wars happen. I'm a cordial person.
Sure. All right?
So I happened to mention, and you'll be reminded.
Because you did say a lot of shit about him when we were
That didn't happen. Just trying to start shit over
this
here.
This is what it looks like when goats eat crow.
Ow. Ow, that hurts. No. So I was playing GTA. I went to the online section of the menu, and there was nothing about it. It just said coming soon.
Right.
But I was informed.
That's right.
That it will be launching.
You were not informed.
I am
the
now.
The entirety of the audience was informed.
I am now informed that it'll be coming out October 1st.
Right.
You have, so GTA Online.
Right here in the corner of your mouth.
Some egg on my face?
No, it's a black feather sticking out.
It's really tasty. A little bit of a gamey kind of bird, but not bad. So October 1st, you guys can play GTA Online.
So, in other words.
You can find me on the Xboxes playing GTA Online, 16 people.
Yep.
There you go.
Persistent nice. World, very exciting.
So I want to translate what Scapegoat is saying.
It does not speak for me.
Which is essentially that our friend Coke Logic.
That's right.
Essentially called his ass out. And not only did he call him out, but he pulled clips and made a bit out of
and
it.
And you know what? And
he did. I applaud that. 100% I applaud that.
That's dedication to a call.
It is true. They didn't say a release date in the game. It was out there. I didn't look it up on the when I was on the show. I didn't
so
Google
bravo,
it, so I'm sorry.
Bravo, Coke Logic.
And you will hear that call out, by the way, during the break of this week's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
why?
Because it's,
so stay tuned.
It's part of game stuff.
Stay tuned.
That will run.
It's amusing.
Oh, it already. Oh, I thought it already ran.
Oh, no. No, I just got that this afternoon.
Oh, how'd you know? Did he tell you?
Not at all. I just wanted to correct my error. Yeah. You started a radio war. I just wanted to say October 1st is the release.
Well, since we're talking about this and we've gotten completely off topic,
yeah.
A quick shout out to, was it Hate Speech Radio also for the little lead-in shout out on their show.
Nice.
On the More Like Radio Network. Apparently, they've been giving us a nice little... Because they're there. We lead into them.
Oh, we're their lead in.
I believe so. Yes.
What's it called?
Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio. Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with that. What do they talk about exactly?
It's a good show. It's, you know, dark humor.
They talk about Marvel Comics.
No, that's our hate speech radio.
All right, let's get back on topic.
Speaking of Marvel.
Yeah.
Here we go. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it suffered pilot syndrome.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Which is trying to cram too much shit into
a lot of exposition.
A little more exposition. I thought there was a little bit of cheese, probably a little more than was needed.
I think.
But
let's talk about the positive. Let's stay positive.
But I loved it. And I think that it literally that's again, look, when you're trying to put together a pilot, right? You have to kind of put a lot of that in there. You're trying to sell the show, essentially,
well,
right?
Yeah. Let's talk about the positive aspects. The writing was great.
Sure.
You know, and the dialogue was really good.
So first of all, I'm going to say this. Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah. If you haven't watched yet.
The one thing I had, I want to talk about some positives, too. The one thing I had an issue with is the last scene, if we're talking about cheese.
Okay, wait. Let's paint with broader strokes here. So do we agree that, I agree. I thought the writing... And I thought the dialogue was very good.
Correct. I agree, but it's Joss Whedon.
Very Joss Whedon. Yes. Yeah, he's all over it.
He didn't actually write it.
Yeah. But he went back in.
I thought he directed this episode.
I don't think he wrote it though. He might have directed it.
I know his brother and another dude wrote it.
Yeah. Well, Mo. He didn't direct. His brother Jed and his wife Mo,
right.
Who also worked on Dr. Horrible together.
Right. Yeah. By the way,
also wrote it with him. By the way, listed as a writer, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Dr. Horrible. I just wanted to call that out. I finally saw that.
Yeah. And did you like it?
I did.
It's fantastic.
The best part about this to me is they released a DVD and they had a director's commentary.
Yeah.
And they made it a musical.
Yes.
It's called Commentary the musical. Really hilarious. But yeah, so one of the things.
Tangent. Thank you very much.
I'm back on. One of the things I liked about S.H.I.E.L.D. is it establishes itself in the universe immediately.
Absolutely.
Right. It's like, hey, this isn't just some thing we threw on the side.
Right.
We're part of the movies. Now, part of the plot is literally from the movies. Yeah. But, I mean, you immediately talk New York heroes. They have the action figure. You know what I mean? It's just, it's right there in the world. They reference stuff that happened in the movies.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. It's okay. But,
the bad ones. Even. They weren't even the good ones. Like, well, you know, Cap figure.
They were
terrible.
In East L.A.
Right.
No, but very seriously, I think it's really cool that they were able to establish that. I think they made fun of some of the stuff they did.
Sure.
You know, like where he steps out of the shadows. He's like, I'm sorry, the lighting was, you know, back there. And that's part of that dialogue, that writing. I enjoyed it.
Let's talk about some other aspects.
Okay.
One, right. I didn't like the fact that they referenced that they just cleaned up New York like it never happened. Well, and they don't explain how that occurred.
They do. They mention it.
They mention it was cleaned up like it never happened overnight.
They do say that.
That was the line. So I'm like, okay, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s great and all, but I ain't never seen S.H.I.E.L.D. do shit like that.
Well, you know, Superman can. Right. Yeah. So why can't S.H.I.E.L.D.?
We'll talk about Superman later. I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of took that as it's either something they're going to explore at another time, or they felt like they needed to address it, but they didn't want to dwell on it.
They didn't want this show to be Avengers 1.5.
Right. So they kind of had to address it.
Well, no, but apparently what they wanted it to be was Iron Man 3.1.
Or Cap 2.0.
No.
Absolutely. Serum? Long before they referenced, Extremis, they referenced Super Soldier Serum.
They referenced the serum only to find out that it was Extremis and not the serum.
That's what happened,
Either way.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem that.
No, I don't.
Listen, I'll tell you why. Because the show,
Dude's blowing up. Hello, that is the plot of Iron Man 3.
Yeah, but okay. And it was the plot of the pilot of the show. But I'll tell you why I'm okay with it. I think the show needed to figure out a way to introduce supers you're not familiar with, right? And a pretty easy plot point is to figure out a way to take humans that are normal and turn them into supers, right? I mean, heroes tried to do it. Other shows have tried to do before that have dealt with this.
Let's not talk about
it. So they took Extremis, which we saw in Iron Man 3. They were experimenting on people with, right?
Yeah. Here's my problem. Here's one of my problems.
As long as it's not about Extremis the entire season. Right.
I don't think that's exactly it.
It really is going to hinge a lot on what happens next week and the week after, in my opinion. It's never about the first. It's never about the pilot.
Sure.
It's always about the first, Usually I say 3 to 5 episodes. Some shows, like, I don't want to mention random names. Sleepy Hollow didn't need more than one episode, as far as, or Dads, for that matter, didn't need more than one episode.
Talk
for
about
me
Sleepy
to go,
Hollow in a minute, too.
Shit. So that aside, it really is going to depend on where they go. Because if the next villain is Extremis also, and the next one is, you know, if it's a tiny offshoot of the same idea, that's problematic. Here's my problem with it. My problem is, they could have come out of the gate with at least one familiar character from the Marvel Universe.
And I disagree with you. Yeah, I actually am really happy that they did it.
They had enough familiar characters, right? They had, shit, I just forgot his name.
Who, Clark Gregg?
Agent Coulson?
Yeah. And
That's another issue.
And Robin Scherbatsky.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right, as kind of your familiar characters to draw you in.
Yeah,
let
you
recognize
what?
The universe.
And I also appreciated all the Whedon alums.
Yeah,
Ron Glass and Gunn from Angel. I appreciate
who
that
I think
too.
Is going to be a regular. Who's going to be a regular on the show?
You think so?
I think he gets upgraded to regular on the show. Absolutely.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to join the team. Oh, that's what I think.
I hope not.
I like Sky.
Yes. She's lovely. Not the point. The point is that there could have been one familiar Marvel character. It didn't even have to be a major character. It didn't have to be a villain. It didn't have to be a super.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
It could have been a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
If it should have been
anybody then, it should have been some sort of cameo by Nick Fury. That might have made sense.
At least,
but that would have overshadowed the whole show.
Right. See,
if Nick Fury showed up,
it could have been for five seconds.
They mention all the other characters.
They mention
Romanov.
Sure.
In the show,
yeah,
I mean,
they're gonna hard reference all those characters. That's fine. And they showed footage from the movie. Yeah, we get it. But the point is that I think. And again, it didn't even have to be a regular. This is an opportunity for a character like Hank Pym, just as a scientist.
Right.
Or I'm talking about even a character they want to explore in film down the line. This is an opportunity to tie it to the film world a little bit tighter.
But I think tighter than
Extremis.
I don't know. I just think we're just going to have to agree to disagree. Because I don't think they needed something like
that. I can
that
understand
for
the pilot. In a season finale. Them bringing in one of the characters that we know from the films. But I think that would overshadow what they're trying to do with the show.
Not one of the characters from the films. Let me be very clear.
No, a new character.
Somebody new, but from the Marvel Universe.
Sure.
Okay, fair enough. But I think they're tying themselves to canon in this new universe, and they have no idea what they're doing down the road.
They'll never bring in any of those guys from those movies. That'll never happen. Even Nick Fury, who is the obvious choice for this, will never make an appearance on the TV show. Guaranteed.
Okay.
I would be really surprised if that happened.
I don't know. You know, Maybe Mark Ruffalo will make an appearance as Banner. I could possibly see that, but he would be the only one. I don't see Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans.
You don't put Ruffalo in there if he's not going to turn in the Hulk. It's useless.
Anyway, I don't think they needed a name.
It would
Marvel
be for
character.
The fans.
I
agree with you.
I think they were
think
trying
they
to establish something.
They wanted
a
it to be its own
different.
Thing.
And they needed to stay away from known characters for at least the pilot, maybe even 2 or 3 episodes. And I would still be okay with that.
Me too.
Also, Rising Tide. I was okay with that name. I almost wonder if it's some sort of reference to Hydra, but I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Something about, you know, trying to create, you know, superior humans. And I don't know.
Wasn't the Rising Tide the one exposing them? Yeah.
No, I thought Rising Tide was behind the...
No.
Rising Tide was
the girl in the van.
Is the girl in the van.
Sky.
Okay, so who was the police officer?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know yet. That's the third party that we don't know.
So anyway.
The Centipede Project or whatever. You know.
I like
the
Punisher.
Show,
I did like the show.
Officer Castle.
I look forward to next week. It did gangbusters rating-wise, right? The best drama...
Is it really?
Since 2009. It opened with the best ratings for a drama since 2009.
That's pretty impressive.
So it killed its demo. And it held its own against, you know, regulars like NCIS, which is historically like one of the highest ranked shows every season on TV. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Good for them. I'm happy. And that's pretty impressive.
Let's move forward. Do you want to talk about the other shows?
Yeah, I'll talk about my other shows really quickly. We made fun of it a couple of times, James Spader.
Yeah.
Right. He is in The Blacklist.
Right.
And that is a show where essentially he is you know, the most wanted, they call him the concierge of crime or whatever. You know, he sells secrets to everybody because he's all about the money and doesn't have any allegiances. And he walks right back into the country in the FBI headquarters and starts trading information and asks for.
Did Coke Logic tell you all this?
Ooh, that's good. That was good.
Just saying.
Anyway, he walks right back in. I do hands-on research. Okay?
Yeah, on occasion.
First party. So because in the game it doesn't say it. So he walks. So he walks right back in, and he starts working. He asks for a rookie psych profiler. All kinds of stuff is unraveling. Basically, the twist that they're going for is very obvious.
Right.
I'm not going to say what. Between James Spader and the new girl that they bring in. Even saying that should give you a hint of what the twist is. But otherwise...
Is it that he's Ultron?
No. But honestly, I like the show a lot. I would check out the pilot, see what you think. It's pretty tense. It's got pretty good action. It seems like it's going to be intelligent as opposed to beating you over the head with what's going on, sure. Which I like. And the other show that I saw was Hostages.
Okay.
Or Hostage, whatever the fuck it's
which
called.
Which one is that now?
Dylan McDermott and the president.
Should I
Toni
care?
Collette.
No.
Multi-award-winning Toni Collette also in that.
She is in it.
I did watch the first episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, by the way.
Yeah.
Last week. I actually really enjoyed it. I got a lot more laughs out of it than I anticipated.
I didn't get to watch the second one yet. However, I do have a week two report on a couple of other shows.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Dad's still a piece of shit.
Okay.
And Sleepy Hollow. Still a piece of
shit. Let's talk about Sleepy Hollow very quick. I'm sorry, were you done?
Not even a little. But that's okay. No,
continue.
Please.
Continue.
Please.
Continue.
No, go ahead.
I wouldn't want to say something that you're about to say.
No, you can go.
Show's only an hour.
We haven't been an hour in about 4 months. Sleepy Hollow. Even though I don't want to watch Sleepy Hollow, I may be forced to watch Sleepy Hollow later this season.
Why would you do that?
Because John Noble is joining the cast as a series regular.
Oh, really?
And I really like John Noble. A lot. I really like him.
It's not going to save this show.
I almost hope the show gets canceled before he gets to be on the show.
So that he's
free to do something better.
I almost hope Sleepy Hollow somehow becomes a Fringe spinoff show.
There you go.
Because that's the only way to save this program. There's no way to save it.
All right. Well,
honestly,
I have some new TV stuff that I wanted to talk about. Do you have something else that you wanted to talk about regarding stuff that was already out or that you saw?
No, I'm good.
All right. Then let's talk. Let's talk about Bryan Singer real quick. Bryan Singer is developing a new series for the Sci-Fi Channel called Creature Bay.
Oh, God.
A 90-minute pilot has been ordered, and it's the new kaiju monster TV show.
Creature Bay is what they're calling it.
And I believe the pilot deals with a creature attack already happened.
Really?
And now it's kind of like the ramifications afterwards.
It sounds like Michael Bay.
Yes. Pacific Rim Light.
See what I did there?
I saw it.
Atlantic Rim.
Yuck.
Okay. Put that in the Singer file.
So there you go. But the one I really wanted to talk about, the one I think is actually exciting, is Gotham. Have you heard about
Gotham? What is Gotham?
Fox has announced that it has fast-tracked production of a new series it's developing called Gotham, which is an origin stories of Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah. So this is going to tie in with the new Superman Batman. This is DC's Shield.
It's absolutely DC's
Agents
Shield.
Agents of Gotham.
Originally, the rumor was originally it was going to be a direct take on Gotham Central.
Uh-huh.
Which, if you remember,
yeah.
was a book comic that came out, and it actually was after Gordon had retired.
Right.
Right. And it was a new slew of cops that were kind of in charge of Gotham at the
right.
time. This is more of an origin story. But
Commissioner Gordon.
And
it's supposed to deal with supervillains, although
how
many villains were in Gotham before Batman were around? I mean, none that we kind of know of,
in the movies, none.
But even in the comics.
They've made references to things.
Were there major supervillains before?
No, I don't think so.
It kind of seems like, you know, they all happened around the same time.
And here's
conveniently enough.
But that's the whole point. Batman breeds the supervillains.
Of course.
I don't understand.
No,
here's the problem.
It's silliness.
The problem is that it's ineffectual to make a Gotham TV show where you have no Batman.
Sure.
You know, like, if they wanted to make a TV show called Gotham where we're getting... where we're getting the police's perspective the Gotham PD perspective on Batman stories, that would be one thing.
That would be cool.
Right. That would be really cool.
That's not what this
that's
is.
That's not what this is. No.
Why are they calling it? This is just as
because they can't call it that city Batman's from.
Well, because I mean, it makes sense to call it Gotham. It takes
who's
place.
Who's playing? Do we know anything else about this show?
No. They just made the announcement today, and they only announced that they've fast tracked the script in the show. No script is available.
It?
No one.
Who's writing it? Who's,
I don't think they've announced any of that yet.
So hey, we have a thing that we're doing eventually.
You know what they're doing? They're floating it to see how much we're going to get angry about it.
Right.
I'm not angry because I don't know what it is.
Right. Well,
it does. I mean, it doesn't
make
sense.
That didn't save the Superman movie, however, or the next Superman movie.
Listen, if it's going to be tied into some universe, whether that's the Cool Whip shit. Right. Superman, Batman, or whatever.
It's Cool Whip on dog shit.
Is that officially what we're calling this now?
Cool Whip on dog shit? Yeah.
Superman, Batman, Cool Whip on dog shit.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, if it's going to be part of that universe, then maybe there's some interest there. If it's not, and they're just going to cast another guy, and it's just going to be a cop show, who cares?
Listen, unless...
A procedural.
Unless they're gonna do the show, and somehow something that happens in the show will carry over to... Jim Gordon in the Batman Superman movie
what I'm saying. The Shield has relevance because it deals with what happened in the movie and cements itself there.
But
if this cements itself in a movie universe, then that has relevance. Well, they're doing the reverse thing.
Here's the problem that I see.
Yeah.
A lot of the DC movies that they're talking about, or a lot of the DC TV shows right now that's going on, are actually on CW, right? They're part of Warner Brothers. This show is being developed by Fox, which I'm not quite sure how that works.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's a good point.
And there's been talk about the CW characters potentially carrying over to the films, right? The Flash, Green Arrow. There's been hints at that as a way to introduce them in the TV show without having to introduce them in the movie. I could almost see it, although I don't think it's going to happen. But how are you going to get Fox involved with that? I don't see how this ties in at all.
I don't think
it's its own beast. Maybe a stinky beast, but a beast nonetheless.
I don't know.
Let's talk about Superman.
All right.
In an interview... with David Goyer. David Goyer wrote Superman, right? Is that correct? He wrote Man of Steel, and he's writing Batman Superman. David Goyer thinks that it was okay for Superman to kill in the first movie. This is his direct response to the uproar.
This is why Goyer should not be writing the second one.
Except that I don't entirely disagree with him.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. He kind of goes on to say, and this is actually something that me and you talked about when we talked about this movie.
Yep.
He kind of goes on to say that Superman isn't Superman yet in the Man of Steel, right? And that he needs to understand that he doesn't want to kill going forward. And that understanding could come from the fact that he had to make a terrible decision to kill, and he vows to never do it again.
Yeah.
And we said that if they use that as motive going forward, it might be okay.
That's pretty much what Goyer's doing. Good. Okay.
So it almost makes it kind of okay.
So we just put a cherry on the Cool Whip on the dog shit.
No, that's right.
We didn't.
Speaking of dog shit, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels both this week.
Confirming?
Tweeted photos from the setup.
Oh, yes?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
T.O. Technically isn't 2.
It's Dumb and Dumber T.O. 2. Not T-W-O.
You know, no one is going to get why that's funny because no one knows how to spell it.
No one knows how to spell grammar. Yeah, grammatically. Can I tell you how much I don't give a shit about this? I hated Dumb and Dumber.
You can, by just moving on to the next news story.
Are we talking about Emmy Award winning Jeff Daniels, who just won the Emmy for News Night?
Yeah. But
a newsroom?
If you had told me that Jim Carrey was doing Ace Ventura 3, I'd be on board for that.
Actually, that would be kind of amusing.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be okay with
that. I hated Dumb and Dumber. I know so many people loved it. To me, it really was just potty humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfunny potty humor.
And hey, the best the part title of that movie
was Lauren Holly's ass, if my recollection serves me correctly. Mm-hmm. It was a terrible film.
Yeah.
That never happened to her. She ruined her.
And she got rough looking fast. Yeah. Really? She had all sorts of work done and her face got all sorts of. Yeah, she was on NCIS for a while. Wow. It was not pleasant.
She was so good looking.
She was really good looking back then. All right, let's move forward. What else do I have?
We didn't talk about the Emmys at all, did we?
We could if you'd like to.
Sure. Let's talk about the Emmys really quickly.
Because I only have one other thing.
No Emmy pool got won by anybody.
And Neil Patrick Harris made reference to that.
Yes, he did.
In the show. I thought he was a good host. Can I say that?
Yeah, he was a good host.
He was a good host. I liked the opening where all the other hosts came back to try to give him advice. Dance number in the middle, I have a lot of friends who are dancers and whatever. Yeah, we can make jokes about that later.
Are you kidding me? He's a director. I've been a stage manager and a set builder. My wife's a singer. We're surrounded by theater people.
Well, fair
it's
enough.
Okay.
It's true. It's so true.
So, a lot of my friends are dancers. I think it's really awesome that they brought choreography to the forefront. Sure. Neil Patrick Harris was the right person to
Neil
do
Patrick
it.
Harris should just host award shows because I think he can
and they made fun of
job.
That also.
Hold on. I want to make sure that we're distinguishing two different things that you may be mashing together.
Okay.
There was the choreography number.
No. I'm talking about the choreography number.
Okay. Because his
musical
for me was
the number
in
the middle of the show. Both of them.
Really funny when Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
And what's her name?
Sarah Silverman.
Silverman.
Absolutely. It was all really well done. I like Neil Patrick Harris a lot.
That was a highlight for me. Michael Douglas's speech.
Yeah.
Was a highlight for me also.
Yeah, absolutely.
The new Gordon Ramsay Spark checking commercial was a highlight for me because I also watched the commercial. I'm trying to think. I had one more really great highlight, but I don't remember. What
I didn't actually watch the Emmys, so
those are the parts
I can probably sum it up for you. Right,
I think it was hosted really well.
Oh, I read about it,
and there are some awards that didn't make sense to me.
Sure,
I'm happy Breaking Bad won Best Series.
Right,
yes, but it lost everything else.
No, Anna Gunn. They won everything else. The previous years.
Right, right.
So finally, supporting actress,
right.
I think her name is Anna Gunn. Yeah. Skylar won.
Who's the woman who gave the, for Nurse Jackie, the I Gotta Go? Thank you, I Gotta Go.
I don't know what her name is. She beat Mayim Bialik, which I was like, wow,
that's wrong.
That's an impressive feat because Mayim Bialik is bloody hysterical on that show.
On Big Bang.
All those women who were nominated were really funny.
Yeah.
But Mayim Bialik, you know, having been on TV, off TV, and then back on TV and really excelling at it, I just could not understand. I kind of want to watch Nurse Jackie just to see this character because
I don't want to watch this show. I actually like that actress.
On she's on New Girl also, and she's pretty funny on that show.
Yeah.
Well.
Anything else from the Emmys?
No,
that's the Emmys.
All right, one more thing.
I remember. Oh, okay, I remembered. What's his name? Who played in Babe? He owned like the pig. What was that actor's name? No,
I'm pretty sure he just took the most obscure reference.
No.
I know the actor
you're talking about,
but I don't know
his
name.
And he was in L.A. Confidential. He was the police chief.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about also.
Yeah, what the heck is that guy?
Wasn't
name?
He was on 6 Feet Under, too,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
He wasn't the dad.
No, he was the mom's weirdo
end-of-the-world boyfriend or something,
right? He was like the doomsday prepper or something.
Oh, my God, what's his name? He has like a weird... James Cromwell.
Yes.
James Cromwell. Listen to this. James Cromwell wins an Emmy. And you know how they kind of say those fun facts
right.
as he comes up on the stage? You know what they said about James Cromwell?
What?
James Cromwell is the only actor to have ever uttered the phrase Star Trek on a Star Trek TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, the guy's won awards. He's been in tons of movies. That's your fucking fun fact?
Oh, I heard Bob Newhart finally won an Emmy.
Bob Newhart.
He won like Lifetime Achievement.
No, he didn't. He won for best appearance, like a one-off appearance for Big Bang
Theory. As the TV science guy, as the Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
Character.
You're right. He got a lot of applause for that, though.
Yeah, well,
that
was, like a two-minute standing ovation.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I couldn't believe that he hadn't won prior to that. Craziness to me.
Yeah. The only other quick thing I'll say about the Emmys is I've done live TV and stuff like that before. They were rushed.
Yeah.
Like hard. Like they would come back. People were clearly not set up for whether they went backstage and the guy's like, Are we on? We're on. Okay. Yeah.
Didn't
we're here.
Start late.
Backstage.
Too,
yeah. They were 30.
Whoever that idiot was that they had backstage interviewing people.
I think he's from NCIS.
That
LA.
Guy should be
killed.
Was
it that guy again?
The black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a black guy.
Terrible.
Well, no, it's really, yes. But it was very clear they would come back from commercial with no music and just cut to him talking. They missed his mic one time. Like, they were rushed for time. Clearly,
because
they wanted to get to
the... Because the guy from NCIS LA was the backstage guy for the Tonys this year, and he was awful, too.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that, but
Will Ferrell's
was it?
Presentation was very funny. Yeah.
Because he brought his kids out or something?
Because Maggie Smith and one of the other ones, Helen Mirren, weren't able to make it. That they like the joke was they had called him like 20
last
minutes. And so he came like he had just come from like taking his kids to the soccer game or whatever. He was unshaven and wearing like sandals. It was really funny.
It's pretty funny. But anyway,
that's the Emmys.
All right. I have one last thing.
And there's the, is that the wrap up music?
That is the wrap up. I have one last thing before we take our first break. We talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. Dark Horse has announced a bit back that they were going to be doing More comic books in the Serenity slash
yeah
Firefly.
Old bits are the best bits.
Universe. But this week they confirmed that it's going to be a direct sequel to Serenity. At least the first one.
Oh, yeah?
Is going to be a direct sequel to Serenity.
Wait, I thought this was just an ongoing series.
Well, I think,
and it's going to pick up after Serenity?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think there's going to be, I think they might be doing, I think they got the license to do a couple of different series. Right. There's going to be an ongoing, and then there's going to be a couple of like minis.
I want to say this again in case this comes out.
Yeah.
That Wash has a twin brother, and that's how they get Wash's character back in.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't think they're bringing him back.
Who's also a pilot, but he's like a shitty pilot, maybe like a drunk. And like Gina, what's her name, like helps him get better because, and then they fall in love, and you know, like that. That's what I would
do. Anyway, no one has been actually announced to write the project yet. So we'll see who the writer is. But the artist that's currently on Buffy.
What about Brian?
George Gentry is going to be doing the artwork for it. I actually like the artwork in the Buffy book, so I'm
okay
with that.
What about Brian? What's his name?
Lynch.
Lynch.
I'd read something Brian wrote.
Eh.
I love Brian. Brian's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Is he at New York Comic Con?
He's not this year. I asked him. I was a bit disappointed.
So quick update: Gotham is actually being developed by the guy who created The Mentalist.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that supposed to be good?
Did Coke Logic just tweet that in?
That's funny.
All right. Speaking of Coke Logic, let's take our first break here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 303, level 8, where you'll hear a new Game Stuff segment this week.
With plenty of new information.
That's right.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Grand Theft Auto 5. Are you playing it? You better be, because it's amazing. The car controls, the minimap, the missions, everything has been improved over GTA 4. GTA 5 broke the record for the fastest selling video game with $800 million in a 24-hour period, beating out Call of Duty Black Ops 2 with a measly $500 million. And then GTA went on to break another record by making $1 billion in a 3-day period, again beating out Call of Duty, which took 30 days to reach $1 billion in sales. The next stage for GTA will be Grand Theft Auto Online, but I don't think we have a date on that. Right, Scape Ghost?
And the other thing that we're hoping to launch soon is Grand Theft Auto Online. Really cool.
When does that come?
We don't know.
Oh.
As far as I know, we don't know. There may be a date up there that I'm not.
Actually we do, and it's October 1st. We've actually known this bit of information for a very long time now. But hey, who am I? Oh, here's another clip.
Big ups to Big Kev.
And Coke Logic, he does a segment on that show.
I didn't know Coke Logic did a segment on that show.
That's our boy,
it's
man.
It's called Game Stuff.
That's a clip from High Society Radio, one of my favorite shows, giving me a shout-out. Angry Video Game Nerd Adventures is now available on Steam. You control the nerd and his unlockable friends through 9 stages of very hard levels. Not the impossible I want to be the guy level of hard, but definitely that old-school Mega Man level of hardness. Angry Video Game Nerd Adventures is out now for Steam PC for $15. Scribblenauts Unmasked. No, Ron Bennington has nothing to do with this. This is that fun puzzle game where you solve puzzles by typing in words and bringing objects into the world to solve those puzzles. Except this version is chock full of the DC comic book universe. Fighting crime with words. I love this series and I cannot wait to play it. If only I could pull myself away from GTA 5. Scribblenauts Unmasked is out now for the Nintendo 3DS, Nintendo Wii, and Steam PC. Batman Arkham Origins is still a month away, and while Big Kev barters his way into owning a special edition Joker statue, there's a new factor to consider. Exclusive to the PlayStation 3 version is the Nightfall Batman costume and the classic TV Adam West Batman costume, plus 5 exclusive challenge maps, but the important thing here is the Adam West Batman costume. Do I think it's a timed exclusive that you could probably buy in a few months on the Xbox? Yeah, but is it as cool as all get out? You better believe it. Batman Arkham Origins is due out October 25th for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Valve has announced the Steam OS. It's kind of like the Steam client, except for it's going to replace Windows for your gaming machine. It's meant to connect to your living room TV, and while Valve was less than clear about the simple basics of this announcement, it seems to be a pure gaming operating system, which sounds fantastic. Instead of building a PC and then putting a bloated operating system like Windows on there, now you just install the Linux-based Steam OS. Will people use it? Will it be supported? Who knows? It was just announced. And finally, Wind Waker HD is available now for download on the Nintendo Wii U, with a retail release of October 3rd. At $50, it seems overpriced. Any other 10-year-old game that gets an HD facelift is sold for about 20 or 30 bucks, but because it's Nintendo, it's going for $50. It would actually be cheaper to go on to eBay and buy a GameCube and an original Zelda disc. But hey, if you're one of the 10 people that own a Wii U, enjoy. This is Coke Logic, signing off for Game Stuff.
And
we SuburbanVinyl.com.
We are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 303.
SuburbanVinyl.com.
Big Kev likes to interrupt. That's the name of this episode. Subtitle, Shut Up, Big Kev.
I am interrupting with SuburbanVinyl.com because they are
hashtag
a sponsor.
Verbal diarrhea. Did you see?
We're
did
demoting
you see that
him to
video,
level
by
seven.
The way? No. The Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake hashtag video?
No.
If you like the Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake things that they do on the show, like the history of music kind of shit, they're normally really funny. Check out the hashtag video. It's very funny. But anyway, yeah, Suburban Vinyl.
Yeah.
SuburbanVinyl.com. Sure, and also located in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Beautiful Waldwick, New Jersey.
Beautiful Waldwick,
New Jersey. At least for today.
At least for now. Of course, Suburban Vinyl, an awesome, both online retailer and brick and mortar retailer, of fantastic products.
They sell bricks
like,
and mortar?
Yes, they do. fantastic products from the, you know, the designer toy
yes.
world.
And stop in to the beautiful Waldwick, New Jersey location and say hi to Blink.
That's right. And of course, they're going to have a booth at New York Comic Con this year. I believe they're
really?
Booth 208.
Oh, they're part of the
They're part of the collective. they're part of the One of Us collective.
The Kleinective.
Yeah. Damn, Benny's taking over. It should just be like the collective and then the rest of the block. Because that's really what
it
is at
this point.
Kind of
what it is.
But anyway,
so, you know what? Benny is so stressed out and he's just dumping shit on Facebook. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You can tell Comic-Con is getting closer because Benny is just like, I hate all of you and except my friends. And then I've just deleted 12 more of my friends. And
all right. Suburban Vinyl. Let's get back on track.
Yes.
This show should be called Tangent, I think.
That would be a great name for
See?
Next week's episode. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. SuburbanVinyl.com.
Yes.
And if you shop online, there is
a coupon code.
A coupon code.
It doesn't work in the store?
It does not work in the store.
Why doesn't it work in the store?
If you print out a coupon.
That's right. Wait, you can find an online coupon because that's not the deal.
Why wouldn't
you? You have to talk
Blink?
To you have to talk to the proprietor and the manager of the establishment.
I don't understand why
them.
It is that people couldn't come in and be like, Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Bam, getting it.
You have to ask them.
You have to subscribe in the podcast
but hey,
app on
how
your
about
iPhone.
Instead of questioning the sponsor, we talk about how great they are.
They are
and
pretty
the
great.
Who said they weren't great?
And what the coupon code
Who
is.
Said they
They're so great.
Great,
we want more people to experience their awesomeness.
That's right.
Right.
That's all it is.
That's it.
10% off your entire order.
Oh, they also announced, I'm sorry, not to, they have a new solo show.
Hashtag verbal diarrhea.
A new solo show. October 26th, I think. It's Arson. Is doing a solo show at
really?
Suburban Final. I'm
Arson.
Really excited for that.
That place
yeah.
is going to be on fire. Get it?
You listening, Arson? We called! We called!
All right. What is the coupon code?
It's Big Kev.
Yes.
B-I-G...
J
space
Z
K-E-V.
Ampersand.
With no spaces.
Or ampersand.
But with no bread.
And that will get you 10% off of
yes,
your purchase.
Your entire order.
So... Thank you. Check out Suburban Vinyl.
And what if you order $1,000 from Suburban Vinyl?
I don't know. I don't know.
You win a lovely evening with Scapegoat.
Oh,
we're
no,
now,
no,
we're
no,
now,
no.
We're adding that, sir.
Oh, are we?
Yep.
Man,
oh,
I got, now I have to
that
do
is
two
a condition
dates.
For
I want to thank last week's. That's not cool, guys.
Scape whore.
Big Kev pimp stuff is what.
Pimps people.
That's what the new show is.
Hey, I hear the police in the background.
We can add that to that's going to be developed right after Big Kev eats stuff.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's which coming. One will be developed first?
That's coming 2014.
You know, you should really do that show. Consider we pay for it.
Listen, can I
just
say this?
It's an expense.
Scapeghost and I
working on that project.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that on the very first episode, it's all about how Scapegoat eats crow. So let's move on with the show.
He eats hats.
So there you go.
He's going to eat hats. Crow. There you go. It's a very delicious bird.
It could be more in a blog.
Little tiny wings.
It could be more like in a blog format. It doesn't have to be a show necessarily. There might be some shows that we put out there.
You're going
to
blog?
By the way, I just want to point this out. I asked him to put something up on the website. He did not know how.
Well, I don't have to know.
I'm
these.
Sorry. Is
you
that
do
a,
have to know. Can these we,
is that a crow are on we, your plate?
No, we're not pulling this curtain back.
Pull the curtain
Let's
back.
Let's not pull it back.
I don't have to know. I got people.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We used to have people. They used to work in the vault. We fired all of them. Remember during the downsizing?
Well. Fired, drowned, whatever.
Anyway, let's please move forward.
Let's
with the
do
show.
That.
Okay, all right, fine.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
5, 6, 7. You put up 6.
I know. I kept going to give myself a buffer. Comics.
Yes, we do.
I've got a handful.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What are yours? Do we have crossover?
Did
you get this? Mouse Guard Legends of the Guard number 3?
No, because I'm trader raidering those. I get the really nice hardcovers when they come out.
I get them all.
Yeah.
I get the trade. I get the hardcover. I get every issue. I'm telling you, this is
seriously. I even have a role-playing game.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. I seriously believe, and I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's ass, this has got to be one of my favorite books of all time. It's definitely my favorite animal fantasy book.
And Dave Peterson,
is a swell guy. He's done our show a couple of times.
That's right.
Absolutely awesome. Legends of the Guard, Mouse Guard, Legends of the Guard number 3 from Archaea, our friends over at Archaea. We love Archaea.
So. We do.
I know we're in a rush, but you know what? I'm not going to shortchange Archaea.
All right. I'm just
because
saying.
Because I love their books. This is not the only